Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
It's the 46th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breeds Bull Sale, Saturday, February 3rd, 12:15 in the Red Barn Arena, 1 mile south of Cheyenne. More than 55 bulls of excellent quality from well-known Western Oklahoma cattlemen will be available. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366, or Ryan Long, 580-339-1919. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association, All Breeds Bull Sale.
Emery Bartell of Yukon, Oklahoma, was awarded the Beef Promoter of the Year National Award by the American Cattlewomen at their big meeting being held right now in Orlando, Florida. Bartell's the current president-elect of the Oklahoma Cattlewomen and serves as the economic development coordinator for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. While at the big meeting, Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Bartell right after receiving her award.
Well, I grew up on a cow-calf operation in Cushing, Oklahoma, and my family is in the livestock marketing business. And so we say that we're in the cattle business, but we're also in the people business. And that always really fascinated me growing up, getting to hear conversations with my dad in the truck with his customers. And I think that's where my really first foundational passion came from. And so when this opportunity to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlewomen presented itself, I knew that the pillars of beef education, legislation, and promotion were conversations that I just couldn't afford not to be a part of. Through that organization, I've had the opportunity to serve in many leadership roles, but I've also had the opportunity to learn from many influential women who have taught me more about how to take my voice and use it for the benefit of Oklahoma and our country's producers. And so we've done that through a variety of things, even down to revitalizing our state's beef certificate program, which catalyzes the purchase of beef in the form of a beef certificate from local establishments. So it's been a super fun journey, and I'm fortunate to get to be a part of it.
To hear the complete conversation with Ron Hayes and Amory Bartell at NCBA's CattleCon, courtesy of Farm Data Services in Stillwater, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the U.S. Custom Harvesters had their annual convention in Oklahoma City last week. I had the opportunity to visit with David Meisner, the president at U.S. Custom Harvesters, to talk a little bit about what they do and how the convention fared.
Our membership consists of three base entities of those that custom combine, do silage chopping, as well as cotton harvest. And so myself, I do custom combining. I start here in Oklahoma doing the wheat, and I travel all the way to North Dakota. And when I'm there in September, I get done doing wheat up there and come back to South Dakota and do soybeans and corn. And then I come back here to Oklahoma and I do cotton as well myself. But we have some members that start in South Texas doing wheat and come up into Kansas and stop their wheat run. And then they go back down into South Texas and they start their cotton harvest.
Well, and of course, tell everybody, if you do happen to need a custom harvester, maybe your equipment breaks down, maybe your help didn't show up, maybe you have a driver like me that you need to fire and sub out because they can't drive in a straight line. How do folks get in touch with a custom harvester, David?
Yeah, sure. There's a couple different ways. You can look on our website, uschi.com, U.S. Custom Harvesters Incorporated.
To get in touch with a custom harvester or to learn more about it, you can hear my complete conversation with David Meisner by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.